And joining us once again on the phone from Basis Ministries, a part of Hand Evangelism Ministries International, our friend Dan Steinman. Good morning again, Dan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So great to have you on the phone, Dan. We talked earlier about the ministry of Basis. For those who may not have heard that, can you just give us a little 30-second synopsis of what Basis Ministries is all about?
Okay, Basis stands for Brothers and Sisters in Support, and it's for parents or grandparents that have lost a child. We meet once a month, our group meets in our home. Groups meet different places, different times, and it's a safe place for people to come where everybody in the room has gone through a loss, and they know where people are at different times through their loss, and they give support. It can be short time, it can be long time.
Now, I know that you told us earlier about your and your wife's losing a child. Tell us a little bit about your journey. How did you get the point of starting a Basis group in your home? I know you mentioned earlier that you left a job of many years to be a part of this ministry. Give us a little bit about that journey.
Okay. In February 2016, our son was diagnosed with cancer. He went through the chemo treatments. He lived in Delaware, and the cancer was still there after the treatments, and he had an operation down in Philadelphia to remove nodes in his chest. He went back to work in late July, August, and September he was declared clean of cancer. And on October 5th, 2016, a tractor-trailer flipped on his vehicle, and he was killed in an accident. And it's a phone call that no parent ever wants to get during the night of this happening. And I will never forget my wife's voice when she answered the phone. But that's what started our journey. And I remember different pastors said different things to us along the way, that this is a fallen world and be careful with your marriage. But men and women grieve differently. And we were very much on different pages with questions, and you can just imagine the things that go through your mind. And when we look back on it, I think we were in shock for probably 6 to 8 months and didn't even realize it, and we're just going through the motions. But our church was very supportive of us, and a lady from our church, actually, she took my wife to a Basis meeting. We had never heard of Basis. And it was up in Akron area, and I'm a man. I would not go to this meeting because men don't sit around a circle and talk about how they feel or things like that. And she went, and she came home, and I asked her 1,000 questions. I asked her, "What did you talk about? Well, what did you say? What, you know, all kinds of things that normal couples would ask." So, and she went the second month. And again, I asked her 1,000 questions. And she said, "I'm done answering questions. If you want to find out, you need to come with me the next time."
Wow.
So I went to the next meeting. And when I sat around that living room and listened to everybody's, they do a little introduction. And God was starting to change my heart and my mind. And what I heard from people, there is joy. And there is hope. But it all seemed like they had gone through something worse than what we had gone through.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady that came alongside my wife, they decided to start a group. And we decided to do it in our home because some people don't like to go back to churches. And we thought it was a safe place. And that's... So we've been going 2 years now, and multiple people have come, and I've seen husbands come to support their wives, and I think that's great. But a lot of times men do not come to these things.
Mm-hmm.
And God has given me a heart to help this ministry, and we're going out and contacting churches, and I'm surprised. This is a 46-year-old ministry, Hand Evangelism, and it's been around for a long time. And as different places that I call and I talk to, or I know people, they've never heard of hand evangelism. And it's just trying to get your foot in the door to be able to talk to them, because everybody thinks you're after money or whatever, and that's not the case at all. We want to come alongside churches, help people, and just be there for them as they walk through this journey of a loss.
Yeah, Dan, thank you for sharing your heart and sharing this difficult time and your wife's journey through this. We want to encourage, if others are going through this, please contact Dan. HVMI.org is the website for Hand Evangelism Ministries International. Basis as a part of that. Or give a call to their office, 717-859-4777. Dan, God bless you and your family. Thank you so much for sharing today. We pray that God continues to use you in this ministry.
Thank you.